Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the daily devotional thought from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each day we provide you just a few minutes of reflection on a passage from the Bible, plus a way to put it into action in your everyday life. This is a great moment to be joining us for the first time. We've just started a new book of the Bible together, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. So the Bible reading today is 2 Corinthians 1 and verses 8 to 11. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we experienced in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened, that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope, that he will continue to deliver us, as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favour granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Wow. That was my wow, that's not in the text. So how often do you think about the persecuted church? It's not a trick question, nor is it one designed to make you feel bad. If I'm honest, I don't think about the church in other parts of the world nearly as often or as naturally as I should. However, the church is a global family, and it is one family. We are inextricably connected to our brothers and sisters in every church, in every nation on earth. For some, the practice of following Jesus every day is like a lifestyle choice, as in this country. They're free to practice their faith however they wish. They're allowed to meet in public churches. In some nations, they even get great tax breaks as a result. For many other Christians, however, the picture is very different indeed. In many countries, publicly professing your faith in Jesus is actually illegal. In a few, it is punishable with a heavy prison sentence. In North Korea, for example, stories abound of Christians who've been led away to lifelong imprisonment in harsh labor camps. In parts of China, churches are routinely shut down and forced underground. And these aren't isolated examples. These are stories of persecuted Christians and churches, and they are right across the world. Paul describes a little of the first century equivalent of this Christian persecution in today's reading, the passage I've just read. He wants to make sure that the church in Corinth, and actually everywhere, knows that it is not always straightforward to practice faith, and that there are some places where doing so can come with serious trouble and danger. Paul says that the persecution he saw and suffered in Asia was so bad, so far beyond his ability to endure it, that he despaired of life itself. But because of the intense pressure that Paul and his companions faced, they were also able to see God fighting for and ultimately saving them. Even though the pressure was intense, God was greater, and he came through for them in amazing ways. And he came through for them in response to the many prayers of the wider church. Perhaps this explains why, when you ask a member of a persecuted church how you can pray for them, as I've had the privilege of doing from conference platforms and things, the answer is always the same. Our persecuted brothers and sisters never seem to ask that the persecution would stop. Just think about that for a second. They never asked that the persecution would stop, but rather that they would have the strength to endure it. And though suffering for our faith is horrible, there is a sense in which it is sort of made worthwhile because it enables us to see and experience God more clearly. So, let's be in the habit of praying for our persecuted church family and never forgetting them. They know what it means to follow Jesus under pressure, and we undoubtedly have a lot to learn from them. You might want to join me in praying this prayer for them today. Lord God, I thank you for the church all around the world. Please give me a perspective today of my place in your huge, global, history-spanning family. I pray particularly for those who are in parts of the world where they suffer huge persecution because of you. Give them the strength to endure every kind of trial and to see you more clearly through it all. Amen. Well, as always in Orbit, there's just a short chance now to pray or listen to God or just be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do that will help you put this little thought into action. Today, take some time to research the persecuted church. There are a number of brilliant agencies and charities which will help us to connect with the persecuted church family. And if you're a young person, there are dedicated resources just for you. Why not start by Googling Open Doors International? They're a great agency. Their youth arm is called Open Doors Underground. Find out more about the persecuted church around the world. Perhaps there's even a practical way that you can respond to what you find. That's it for today. If you want to get in touch about anything you've heard or anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're @stmarys_satellites. We will be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for joining me today.